From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Evidence of Mercy, Book 1 of the Suncoast Chronicles by Terry Blackstock. Now let's begin with Evidence of Mercy. Prologue. He'd waited for a new moon, for he needed the cover of darkness. Tonight was perfect. Dressed in black, he knew it would be virtually impossible for anyone to see him. The airport guard who patrolled the small building in the wee hours would never notice that anything improper was going on right beneath his nose. Not as long as he was swift and quiet. Checking once again to make sure no one was near, he crept across the tarmac, past the private planes lined up like military fleets, squinting to read the number and name on each fuselage. Solitude was the fourth from the right, just as he had expected. With one more quick look around, he bent down and duck-walked under the plane, found the wheel well, and shone his small flashlight to find a spot he needed. Calmly he pulled a tool he'd brought out of his pocket, made the necessary adjustment, then flicked off the light. It had taken less than 30 seconds to create the catastrophe that would finally make things right. Grinning, he hurried quietly back across the tarmac, then broke into a jog for a mile beyond the airport until he reached his car. He'd parked it far enough away so he wouldn't be heard back at the airport as he cranked it. He pulled into the street, keeping his lights off. Laughing out loud, he headed home, eager for the satisfaction he would feel the next time Solitude was flown. Then there would be one less obstacle between him and his prize, and one more victory to show who was...